we've talked about background research, mm-hmm. familiarizing yourself sort of as you get into a research question. Yeah. By the point when you're publishing, mm-hmm. how do you choose what sources to put in your bibliography, what sources to actually cite and, okay. you know, actually compile when you're supporting your research?
Well, if you have unlimited amounts of space, you'll put anything that you looked at and considered along the way in the bibliography.
Right.
A lot of times with publishing, that is not the case. And so, obviously, the things that you cited would go in there. And then you would have to, like, really look at the sources and go, how much did they inform me and right. stuff, even though I didn't cite them and stuff.
Yeah, so what are... What, like, okay, so that logistically, yes, mm-hmm. that's what you're yeah. putting in your bibliography. But how are you selecting sources, finding, and using them also? What are you actually putting in?
Yeah, what am I basing the research yeah. on?
That's right.
And actually, I was thinking about this again. I've got kind of two examples is when I was doing the dissertation research because I was investigating a political question, is I was relying on political-type sources. Where a diplomatic historian frequently starts their work in the primary sources are these red little volumes that Campbell owns called The Foreign Relations of the United States. And what those have is pretty much the juiciest published sources of presidential minutes, the ambassador in the Soviet Union to the Secretary of State, telegrams,
right.
National intelligence estimates, which would be like the equivalent of like CIA estimates. It's actually a compilation of different departments.
Sure.
And so that also tells you where did those sources come from. So I had to then go and do actually archival research at like the Eisenhower Library, the National Archives, and then I did a little in Russia and in England at their National Archives. So again, just looking at these different collections. So those are the political sources. Again, with this new project, I'm having to be a little bit more creative and inventive, and that's why I might actually have to look at some of those encyclopedia articles. What are people drawing upon? Because if you're trying to get what are popular perceptions? I mean, I will have to look at, you know, like television episodes, made for TV movies, films.
That'll be the most fun part.
I know, and that it's so rough, right? But the thing is this is the hard part when you're doing cultural stuff. Is the primary sources may be fun, but ultimately you have to use like cultural theory to interpret them, and so that's where the methodology becomes important, and that's really can be difficult. Okay, but I was thinking. I mean, I did some articles using political cartoons, and since you're right. asking me, like, why did I choose these like political cartoons that show up in newspapers?
Mm-hmm.
If of course
sure.
students are aware of what newspapers are. Yes. Okay.
Yes, there used to be a thing called newspapers, and sometimes they would have things in them called comics, and sometimes they would have single panel things called political cartoons that weren't in the comic section.
They were in the op-ed section and stuff because there was usually some right. kind of opinion address there.
Okay.
So when I was working on some stuff regarding the 80s, how the 1980s were being portrayed, or elements of the Cold War were being portrayed in political cartoons, one, I did it by availability.
Mm-hmm.
We had the NNO here on campus.
News and Observer.
And so there was William Powell was the cartoonist, but I don't believe his stuff was syndicated, but that News and Observer also published syndicated stuff. And in particular, they use this one guy by the name of, I think it's Tony Auth, who originally published in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and that he's a heavily distributed cartoonist, and he's won... Is it the Pulitzer Prize for cartooning, I think?
That's usually for
journalism. Yeah,
there's different
so.
Kinds of Pulitzers, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, I believe that
so
is.
So I think that's it, and he'd won that. So in other words, it wasn't just I was picking, you know, like, oh, random ones, because I was trying to show a national perspective.
So even when you're choosing political cartoons, you're still applying sort of evaluation metrics.
Right.
Are these the most important cartoons? Why are they important?
Right.
You know, all those
right.
things. So that's interesting to hear.
Mm-hmm.